Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Hey guys, so today we are talking season 14, episode 2 of So You Think You Can Dance, and we are talking about the good, the bad, and we even got a special guest today. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Show us your stuff, Cody.
Yeah. Woo! 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 Yes.
Oh,
I love you.
The lights.
There you go.
All the lights.
Love it. You're so good. You're like, yes, yes, shine down.
I need more.
More. All right, so awesome. Guys. So we're here for the second episode of our AfterBuzz show. And we have Cody here as a special guest.
Yay!
So, you know, you can always find me on Twitter at Sports and Sass with 3 S's and on Instagram with 2 S's. And to my right, we have a lovely sub. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. I'm Amy Cassandra. I am subbing for Becky Sotero. But you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at AmyCassandra_TV. I'm so excited to be here. You guys are awesome.
Yay!
I love it.
And Cody, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, anything at Cody Ostrenga. And as simple as that, so it's pretty easy.
Yay! And I am so excited to have Cody here. This is so exciting. You guys can find me at TeagueDP. Pretty much everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yay!
Not like me. Unfortunately, someone already had my Twitter handle.
So yeah, like S, like, and then another S.
I had to add another S, and, you know.
Yeah,
I need to start a movement to get that person to, like, just drop the other one.
Bye.
It's that little frog emoji, so I'm like,
oh.
Was someone trying to throw some shade with, like, the T or something?
I don't know.
None of my business.
I'll make it my business.
Yeah.
All right, so first things first, you know me. The opening of the show, I got super excited because it was a ballroom couple, and, you know, that was my thing. So, I know you and I were talking about this before we came on.
Yes.
What did you think of it?
Of the episode in entirety?
No.
Tristan and Jensen. I really liked them. I think that they're really cute. I think that Jensen's so sweet. And, I mean, I kind of wish that they would have sent her to choreography just because she fell out of that pose, and that's a kind of a big deal.
I'm totally with you on that.
But
I'm not.
I don't mean to sound rude. I think the fact that Lindsay Arnold is her sister, that kind of gave like a push, because I know back in the day, if Mary Murphy would have seen someone who's been dancing for so many years and couldn't even hold an end pose, she would have kind of like let him rip. So I think she's kind of, like, lost her little flair on that and kind of, like, toned it down a bit. Regardless, she looked just like her. She was sassy. She was cute. Of course, it was a samba. Samba's considered one of the more difficult ones.
Mm-hmm.
But still. I mean.
I thought that she outshined him, actually. The last pose that they had, I thought they both didn't hold it. So I don't know if necessarily she needed to go to choreography. I thought he was... I got confused by him. So I was like, where are you supposed to be looking? But I also thought that she kind of looked like Julianne Hough a little bit.
She's super cute. I think she's adorable.
Yeah.
Did you see this live, Cody?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good live. All the performances are so much better live.
Right.
You feel that deep bass or the things, and you just see them flare. Like, the way that guy was moving his hips was great.
Oh,
I was just like...
Let me tell you, when I see ballroom dancers, and especially men, when they move their hips, I'm like...
Yeah, he moved great. And for someone just being black, and I was looking at him a lot, you know?
Yeah,
it was nice to stand out.
And in ballroom, it's really hard to keep your eyes focused on the guy, because you always want to go to the girl. She's always in the brighter, you know, outfit. She's always... It's always about her. Like I said last episode, the man's the frame. She's the painting, so you're all looking at her, but...
Yeah.
You know, you saw it live, so...
Yeah, I mean, they both did really well from what I was watching, and, you know, it was just good, but, you know, sometimes the nerves hit you, or one wrong move, you're just like, oh, crap. crap. Totally. Here we go. Got to get back in it and hope they don't see it. It's all about the faces.
Right.
Fake it till you make it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How long do you guys have? Because it looked really short.
We have somewhere between like 30 seconds to a minute, and it's kind of based off of, am I going to make it, push it to a minute where they might get bored? Like me, I was like, I edited my music and I was like, okay, I want it to be this short. I want it to be this impactful because I do not want to get this.
Or yeah.
Turn my music off because that's just so embarrassing, really, you know?
Like, right.
You know, Simon Cowell or Nigel just...
Yeah.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Yeah. I've had enough. You know?
And they both got the accent, so you're just like,
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I mean, I just hope throughout the season they just don't keep, they don't compare her to her sister.
Yeah.
You know, because of course they're like, oh, you look familiar. Oh, wait, are you Lindsay's sister? So it's kind of like, I just hope she can kind of be her own person and not just always.
Yeah, definitely. Again, and because, like, because, you know, being in a sport, like with my dad, it was kind of like I wanted to stand out on my own, but they would always be like, oh, you're El Paso Bob's kid, you know? And I was like, it's cool, but, you know, I was like, I want to make a name for myself here, you know? So I think she needs to really try hard, you know?
Yeah. So talking about making a name for yourself.
You know, my favorite,
Mr. Horse Rider.
Turned
dancer. So, why don't you tell us more about that? Like, how you got into dancing? We heard your story a little bit, but elaborate for all of us who haven't seen it or maybe don't remember.
Okay, so like the better version was basically, I was young and I always loved music and it would always make me move. And I didn't know what dance was, but I was just moving around this little white boy just trying to dance. You know? So I probably looked like a big mess.
No.
I would watch at home and I would just watch Britney Spears and Shakira and Michael Jackson, of course. And I would just watch them and study what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And I would just sit there and, you know, Britney's doing her thing, and I was like,
you knew it exactly.
You know?
Yes, we're like,
like, if I had hair on that stage, man, I would have been like flaring all over the place.
Right.
Well, we'll make sure to get you a wig.
Yeah, please. Can you get a wig?
You'll have to come back.
Yeah, I'll
come back.
Yeah,
see that.
With the wig on.
Right. So what are you doing now? You're training a lot,
right? Yeah, right now I'm training. I just had my first dance class this week, last night, and it was crazy. I'm so exhausted from that. But, you know, it was nice because I love seeing people dance. Like, watching everybody at So You Think You Can Dance up there was kind of just like, wow, I'm so inspired. Some people kick butt better than me. Some people are... But everyone's different. Everyone has their own dance, you know?
Exactly.
It's like... Like, I love that what they say is, we're not looking for the best dancer in America. We're looking for America's favorite dancer.
Right, exactly.
You know, and that's what I like, because no one's ever the best dancer.
No.
You know, Michael Jackson's close, but he is.
So true.
You know what's so funny is, like, I was just, you know, I flipped over my notes and see, you know, I have your name here. And then right at the end, what do I have?
She's going to make you read.
Can we please go out dancing?
Yes.
I know.
I'm here for it. I'm here for dancing. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Especially if we're at the Abbey in WeHo.
Yes.
Yes.
What happens?
You know, those memes where it's like when Britney Spears come on and your friends, no, don't do it. Don't do it.
That's me.
Oh, Lord.
Hold back.
I remember one time I was dancing and then I was gone to the wind drunk and the work was playing by Britney and I was just like, I was like, all right, doing the choreography. And then someone was just like, wow, he's a really dramatic dancer. And he's like, that's what Britney does. She's doing exactly
the choreo.
Yeah, I even got on the floor.
Yes!
How gross.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that is not gross. That is admirable. Everyone should get that full out.
Thank you. I was like, I want a job here go-going. Come on, guys.
Yeah,
like,
right? This is my audition.
Yes.
When you're dancing, you go full out all the time.
All
you don't
time.
Mark it. No. You go full out all the
time.
Right.
All the time.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I love it.
So, why don't you talk about your favorite dancer of the episode?
Oh, geez. Besides Cody?
Yes, besides
Cody. What?
Little
old me.
I did love Stassi. Rhymes with Stassi.
Oh, she was super cute.
From Korea?
Yes.
South Korea.
Yeah, moved here.
Yeah.
To be on So You Think You Can Dance, how cool.
Dedication right there.
That's an incredible story.
And it's, you know, I feel like that's the American dream. You come here to make your dreams come true. And when she was talking to Kat, she said, yeah, I came here for So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
And Kat was like, what? Are you serious for us? I mean, like, we're great.
Yeah.
But still. Yeah. So I just, and I wasn't expecting her to be that kind of a dancer. And she started so slowly, and I was just like, dang it.
She made me nervous in the beginning. Yeah.
But I
was like,
what's
going to happen?
I liked that little sassy, like, very, like...
Sassy dash.
She, like, commanded it, and then she just went into... I was like, what?
I just couldn't tell where we were going. I was nervous for a second. I was like, oh, no.
That's why I was like... Because to me, like, the way she was dressed, I was like... She's definitely got to be doing some type of hip-hop or something.
Yeah.
And then I hear, then, hey, like, big... And I'm like...
Yeah.
I was so nervous. Oh my god, in her outfit, I was like, she looks like she's not gonna dance. Like, right. She looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's going someplace, but
she's doing
when
business.
She danced in that song, I was like, okay, this is a great song choice. Let's see what she does. And she just, I was like, oh my god.
Right?
Just the way she was moving, I was like, how, like, I don't even know how. I just didn't know, and what I liked is every little thing when she would do it, it was like a hit.
Right.
Hit. Like, her little accent marks went with her moves, and they were like, she put so much personality behind a snap.
Right.
Or a look. And I was like, that is what I love.
Yeah.
It's just all the pops and locks and her excitement. You could feel, I mean, it's insane to be there.
Yeah.
You've told us, but I would love to be there.
Yeah.
We all would, right?
Right.
But you could feel it through the screen and just be like, yeah!
She
was
captivating.
Rooting for her. And I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited to
see where she goes.
Me too.
Because she's going to be one of those ones, like, she's going to blow us
out
of the water.
You.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Because, like,
I think she's got a lot more in her tool shed.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see it.
She's
like,
just
being a ninja right now.
Yeah.
She's, like, hiding.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But she's going to come out with some crazy stuff. I'm excited to see.
So, who did you like, Dean?
Well, obviously my favorite was Cody.
Of course.
But I also, I really did like Dustin. He was the... This guy.
Oh yeah.
I can't do it. I was practicing.
That to save my life.
I was like trying for so long.
This.
Yeah, it's
there
really
we go.
Difficult.
I could do that.
I really liked
jellyfish.
Him. He was really great. Yeah.
You know what I liked? He had compared to, I think it was Frenchie and Bad Bones.
Uh-huh.
Oh gosh. First off, that just made me uncomfortable.
Oh,
I was like, oh my god, Al,
I had to look away.
That hurts.
I know.
Yeah.
But he had so much personality, and he was able to tell a story with, you know, his style of dancing, and sometimes it's not that easy, you know, and just things like that are like so captivating and get the audience. Like, how is it in person?
It's in person. It's kind of because on TV you see the best view when you're doing that. But just watching it, you're just like, what is going through his head? Like, how is he able to move? I could barely do jazz hands, you know, and this guy's doing whatever he's doing. And it's like being there, you're like, this is so cool. This is this person's type of style of dance. You know?
Right.
Mine's belly dance. His is this, and he's killing it.
Mm-hmm.
Was it big? Was it, like, impactful? Or was it just something subtle while he was on stage?
It was a little bit of both.
Okay.
Like, sometimes you're like, oh, that's cool. And then other times you're like, oh, jeez. All right. Okay.
That's a surprise.
Where'd that come from?
Because with, like, something like that, you know, something as so small as your fingers, and you have a whole auditorium, like, you got to perform, perform the crap out of that for everyone to be
big.
Like, what did I just see?
Yeah.
Like, you got to go really big on it. So,
he killed it.
You know, those are things that I like to see, like, when they can make such a big impact with the little.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Also, you guys, we're officially on the live chat. I was messing with it. I did not know what I was doing, but now we're on it. And so if you have any questions for Cody, if you want to get in on the conversation, I see there's a few people there right now, so just come on in and type away.
Ask the question.
What about you, Cody? Yeah. Who was your favorite of the episode, or even when you were there that you didn't see on TV?
Oh, my gosh. There was, they showed a little preview of her. She had this beautiful red hair, like, really dyed, and she did this one move where her leg went up straight, and then bent, and then she rolled out of it.
Oh.
And you were just like, oh my god. And she sat next to me the rest of the show, and I was like, I was fangirling. I was like, you're amazing.
I love that.
I was like, you're so good. And she was like, thank you. So humble and so nice. But
sweet.
And it's also so cool to be there sitting with dancers who are going to be on that stage with you, all going for that dream, all going for the same thing you are, you know?
Right.
And no
That's
one's
amazing.
Like, no one's catty towards anyone. No one's pushing down people down a flight of stairs, you know? Which sometimes you expect.
Yeah,
you're like
course.
Walking down looking,
yeah.
You know?
Well, excuse me.
Yes. Excuse me. You can go first, you know? But she was one of my favorites that didn't make it on, but she was so good.
Is she going? Did she move it
she
to the academy?
She made it through, I think, choreography.
Okay.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
so
exciting.
Yeah, because I know from choreography, 23 made it through.
Mm-hmm.
And in choreography, we saw that Blessin went, who was the stepper.
Oh, yeah, the stepper. Yeah.
And, like I was saying, I loved her a lot. I thought she was badass. To me, we talked about it. We haven't seen any tappers. That was the closest thing I got to a tapper on this episode. And she was totally a badass, and I loved her, but I did feel when they sent her through to choreography, she wasn't going to be as, you know, strong as the other dancers, just because she made it known. She's like, stepping is my life. I'm trying to bring light to stepping and all that. But, you know, Nigel even said, I want you to bring your team, you know, onto the show because we want to see it. So as women, how did that make you, like, just her talking was inspirational. How did it make you feel watching her?
Well, I know, like, when she got up there, Nigel said, well, I didn't know women could step. She's like, yes, we can. Like, who? You go.
Right? Yeah. Who doesn't know that?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a...
That's true.
A common like thing that women so step.
Question. Yeah. What are you thinking, Nigel? But then she did her thing, and, yeah, she rocked. I mean, that's a big theater. And, of course, you know, they have the microphones and everything. Yeah. But to still fill that space up with that energy and everything, I thought she rocked it. And she did what she went there to do, which was to bring awareness to stepping.
Yeah. I love that. And I just can envision, like, the little girls at home watching. And because there's a lot of people that do step, and it's not really represented.
Exactly.
Yeah, on TV, or mainstream at least. So I think it's really cool that they all see that. She's a cool role model. I hope she comes back.
I know, me too. How was she really loud when she was there?
Yeah, it was great. I loved her energy, and everything she was giving was just like,
yeah, like,
you know, some of the dancers were all over there like, yes, best.
Yes.
The producer was like, and you're like, sorry, like, we're making too much noise.
Some background music.
We were.
You guys
crazy.
Were being too supportive.
That. Yeah, because, you know, we're all so supportive towards each other. You know, we're all like, yeah, get it. You win, you know? Yeah. And it's like, it's too loud sometimes.
That's amazing, though. So you probably met a lot of great friends.
Oh, yeah. I met some good friends. Because, you know, I went there alone, and I knew one guy, Mark, who was on the first episode, who did that amazing
routine. The Hawaiian?
Yes.
He's great.
And he,
I love him.
He's such an amazing person. And he was so good. But that was the only person I knew from the whole time I was there. And then met a few other friends. We call ourselves Belly Ballroom Jazz Tap, because we had like the weirdest variety. Like, ooh. I did belly dancing, he did ballroom, and the other one did tap and then hip hop. So it was like, we were all just there like, hey,
so fun. You know? How sweet is that?
Shout out.
You guys were probably there all day, right? It's like a big slumber party.
Oh my God, yeah. We were there all day.
So what time do you get in?
Yeah, like, walk us through everything.
Yeah, walk us through the process. Yeah, so people know what to expect when they want to go audition.
Right.
So what time did you wake up?
You have to be all in. It woke up around 5 a.m. to go down to downtown L.A. and go to the theater and kind of just wait there, you know. And if you're alone, it's not a very pleasant street at that time
LA,
in L.A.
5 a.m.?
Yeah. No.
Where's my taser?
Yeah. And then you're trying to find parking, and every parking lot's, like, closed.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, so do I leave my car here because I'm here before they're open?
Right.
Or does it get towed? And then,
that's something to think about.
Yeah, so then I just...
Uber.
I was going to say,
Uber left.
Should have Ubered. But luckily I didn't get towed. I was just like, here's my 20. Just take it.
Yeah.
And they're like, thank you. And walked away.
You're welcome.
Like, yeah, you're welcome. Remember that.
Good karma.
Yeah, and then so we just waited in line. You know, we had papers that said you would be seen because they saw you from self-submission videos, which they allow, which is really cool.
That is cool.
You know, it kind of helps you skip a step. You know, that's what I always do is anything I audition for, if I could video submit, I'll do it, and then I'll go in person, too. You know? And so that kind of helps you.
That's a good trick.
That's going
it kind of helps you jump the line. Yeah.
I like the line and kind of, like, you're not so nervous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You already did it?
Yeah. I really like that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because having that paper that said, with that green bar that was like, all right, you will be seen, is kind of like, all right, cool.
Phew.
This is awesome.
Right.
Like, there's a thousand dancers here.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know? Yeah. Like, walking past them as they're like,
so
I've
you
been
had
waiting here.
You had the ticket.
Yeah, I had the ticket
to
get in.
The Golden Willy Wonka ticket.
Yeah, and then I didn't get the other one. But so it was so cool.
You
but
deserve
it. It was nice to see it. Thank you. Next year. It was cool to see everybody there with their families, and then it sucks because they kind of separate you. Like, dancers here, family here, and the family's all, mijo, I love you. And like, if my mom was there, she'd be like, mijo, I love you.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It was just like, Everyone's like doing the last touches.
Oh my god.
Titanic.
Oh, no. I was like, what are they doing? The Titanic. Never, like, let, never let go.
And she's really like teasing the hair. Like,
yeah.
Never
she's
let
like,
go.
No, no, no. Go. Yeah. Go. Yeah. Don't take her from me.
I'm just Jack by myself, just sinking.
Oh no.
I got it.
You met friends.
Yeah. And then I met friends, so it was great.
Did you eat breakfast?
No.
Oh what? No, you went out there with no early. Food?
Yeah. It was way too early for me to like eat. And then I had to be all like, couldn't be bloated because my stomach was showing,
well,
you know?
Yes, of course.
Oh, that's true.
So I had to be snatched.
You had to be.
You had a little Bolero.
Yeah.
Yeah, your abs looked great, though. Yes,
thank you. I didn't eat.
And those hips.
I'm just like.
That is like such an ab workout. I was watching it. I was like, wow, I need to do that every day.
It is an ab workout. Like, and if you do it, and then you could see your abs sometimes moving.
Right.
And you see all six of them sometimes when they come out. And it's really cool.
Like, yeah, because it is like full body.
Oh, yeah.
Full ab.
Yeah, full ab.
So, okay, so you get in there. Mm-hmm.
So you get in there, then you kind of, then you wait, and then they sit us up in the auditorium, which is gorgeous theater, and then the producers come and talk to us. They're like, this is your chance. If you want it, you take it.
Love it.
You know, and they're like, don't let anything stop you. This is your moment. Aww. You know, so they give you this beautiful motivational speech, and you're just like,
it's good to know.
You know,
that's good to hear.
Yeah,
that's
expect to just be treated so bad because it's a cattle call. There's thousands of people there, and they're just trying to shuttle you in, like Coachella and stuff. They're just go.
Right.
You know, but they were kind of, they talked to you. They were like, remember, this is what you're here for. This is your moment.
This
don't
is what you
ruin
came.
It.
Shout out to the production team, then. Shout out to you guys for motivational speeches, because I've been to some of those things, and they're just like, okay, we're going to sit here, go there. All right, okay, bye.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Someone like, that's good to hear.
All right, give me like a motivational pep talk,
like,
guys.
Mom.
Yeah.
So after that, when you get up on stage, what is that feeling like? I mean, I know we've all been through it.
Are you on deck at some point?
Yeah, they kind of, there's so many PAs and everything running around just like going off of a headshot, like, this is you, come here, you need to do this camera interview, this. So you're just either, you're fully booked, like just running around, but it was nice because they let us warm up together, you know, like they played music
and
you were just like, yes, okay, yes, we're here. Loosen up.
So
you
felt prepared though. You didn't feel like you were being pulled in every direction.
No. Yeah, it was nice to be prepared and be like, all right, cool, this is nice. Everyone's here. Everyone's jamming together. We're all vibing off each other until we all got hungry. Then we're like, you know.
Everyone's hungry. They're like,
food. Heavy breathing.
And you could hear stomach growling.
Yeah, you hear mine. It's like, sorry.
You're like,
the microphone picks it up. They're like, what was that? Nothing?
They're like, nothing. She's hungry.
How long is it from when you get there to when you went on, for example?
For me, so I started in line at 5, and then I went on maybe around 12, I want to say. It could be possibly around 2. Because I remember finally leaving around like 5, when it was all said and done.
See, food. That's my first thing. I'm like, where, did they feed you eventually?
No, they kind of told you like, hey, bring food if you want to eat, because we are just running through
this. If you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah, if you're into eating, eat it.
I would have been there with the cooler, with the snack. Yeah, I got lemon, not lemon,
bars.
Orange slices, I got water.
Oh, that's good.
I should have just had a mom and pop shop up in there telling $5
we're talking about earlier. You should have been like, hold on, you want a pastor? What do you want?
I'll make it. Like
outside the Staples Center. When they're like, they can have the hot dogs.
Can you imagine
don't
if I had
get me
hot
started.
Dogs?
Yes. Those hot dogs, though.
I'm in the auditorium cooking the hot dogs. Hey!
You would have walked out of
belly dancers.
I'm telling you that. Because
we were all just like, do you have food? You know?
So you didn't eat?
No.
Are you freaking
So when did you leave? So you perform, and then do you stay?
They allowed you to stay a little bit to watch, which was cool, but then afterwards it's kind of like, alright, kind of get out. It's now other people's moments. So it was cool to stick around as long as I could.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to see, I just love watching people dance. And everybody on the show that was working on the show was just amazing. Like, you didn't meet anyone who was just like, wow, you hate your life. You know, they were all kind of just like, how you doing? You ready for this? You guys, this is your big day? And you're just like,
because a long production day can get to you, you know? Like,
because they're stressed.
We've all been on set, or, you know, it's just, you're there and it's like, 13th hour, you're going, and you're just like, ugh.
Yeah. You know. Just come on. Yeah, it was, but it was just so nice that everyone was sweet. Even dancers were sweet, you know, because sometimes they get a bad name of like being cutthroat, because they are. Right. They all want that thing, you know.
Of course.
Right, exactly.
But it was nice that everybody kind of just came together.
I think that kind of like you can kind of feel it, you know, through like when you're watching the episode, you can feel that everyone's there to like support each other. So like when you said that, that everyone's like, yeah, you got this, you can do it, you can do it. Like I feel really like, you know, before when it first started, they would always show like there was some type of drama, and I think I don't even see it anymore.
No.
Yeah, there's no need. You know, there's,
no need for drama.
Just about the dance. Yeah, you know? Exactly.
And
back
I think
to basics.
It's nice because that's what the dancers want too. So they're like,
right,
I'm not here for any of that. I'm here to showcase my stuff and get my career started. You know,
exactly.
That's what's
exactly.
beautiful.
Yeah, you have a fan.
Ah!
Adriana.
Hello, Adriana Cohen.
I'm your biggest fan, Cody. That's what you said.
Oh,
yeah. Wait, I'm kissing this.
Do you have a question for Cody, Adriana?
Anyone have questions?
If you have a question, now is the time. I do want to say I love what you did when Nigel was like, "Oh, guns, blah," and you like,
you were like,
"Yes,
so fun."
Oh, the
literally
in my head, I was like, pew, pew, pew. Yeah. Like in the background, like, pew, pew, pew.
I was surprised they didn't add those sound effects, you know, like, but. I didn't even, I was watching and I was like, I don't remember doing that.
I love it. It's like, probably like, it's totally like blackout.
Yeah.
Like,
totally
I don't even remember.
Yeah. What just came in, you were like, sassy.
Yeah, like they told me to jump how high and I was just be like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know why I did that, but I was, it was cool. I was happy.
Nice. Yeah.
It went with your personality.
Yeah, you took care of you, okay?
You have such a great personality. It's so fun to watch you on there, so.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I really want to come back next year and just showcase just dance, like the other kind that I could do, you know what I mean? Because like it was nice to showcase my belly dancing and stuff and kind of put that back on, like, hey, there could be other styles of dance, you know?
Totally,
yeah.
Totally.
But,
and you're so good at that.
Thank you.
I feel like you need to teach a class.
Yes.
I would love to teach a class.
I've got two belly dancing skirts at home, so.
Oh,
yes.
You know.
Let's do it. I will buy one.
Maybe I can make one.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Mine are like the straight up, like, I wore it for high school in high school one year to be Shakira for Halloween. People were like, that's so annoying, because it was me and my best friend. So she had a blue one, I had a green one, and you're walking here like, and then I was running a class. So forget it.
Oh my gosh. So loud. I know, because when we were like, they were like, shh, okay, Cody, you're on the waiting dock right here. And I have the belt on, and I'm just like, jingling. And I'm like, just like, I'm sorry.
The sound guy's like, I'm picking it up.
I'm literally like holding it up, like trying to walk. And then the producers are just laughing because they're like, the poor guy.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way.
Yeah. And I was like, can I take it off? And they're like, no, you might be next. And I was like, I'm just not going to move for like the next hour.
Yeah.
Like, just don't yell at me.
Yeah.
You know? So if it starts making noise.
Yeah.
So real quick, we're going to jump into Matthew. I think you were watching him right when I walked.
Oh, yes.
He was 18 in Louisiana. He did contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
He said that his grandma put him into dance. He was
love
crying
it.
Every
God.
Single day.
Love it.
He was, I loved him. I thought he was absolutely
he was
flawless, of course, you know. I see all these guys just make those leaps seem like nothing.
Oh.
Yeah.
So high in the air.
I'm just like, how does he do that?
They have those strong quads, man.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, it's just, I'm trying to build those quads, and I can't even. Yesterday at the gym, I see some guy jumping up on like the, you know, the boxes, and I'm like,
oh, the box jumps.
I would be struggling just to get on the box that tall. Like you would see me like flailing over like a little seal, like
you know,
trying to get up there. But I loved him. He had control. And then they're like, oh, how many pirouettes can you do?
Right,
he said 17.
He's
right?
Said
17. Yeah. That was not possible when I was younger in dancing.
No.
I could do...
What?
Four.
I could do 3.5.
I could do 3 and fall.
I played off
my favorite version.
Yeah. You play off the 3.5, I'm like, oh,
you roll out of it.
Yes,
you roll on the ground.
I just do that roll thing.
My
and
finish. Bam.
That's how that was supposed to end.
So,
amazing.
You were watching him, so I was just
like... Yeah, no, he's incredible. But like I said, I don't know how...
17?
What changed in the rhetoric when kids like started doing like a billion turns? I don't understand. Why what did my teacher not know?
Something
at the
in
time?
The water.
Something
you think?
Has
water.
To be something in the water. Because
even
when I was, it's like, okay, you got a double or a triple, that's it. Anything past that,
Unless you were like a superstar.
Unless you were doing Fuerte. Yeah. Unless you were doing those. Yeah. Yeah. Then you could do, like, they expected you to do at least five or six.
Go in and go.
But, my gosh, I was like 17 pirouettes.
Yeah. That's intense. The game has changed so much in dance.
When I was dancing, I mean, I had a guy spinning me, so I could do a lot, but
go.
I wasn't doing it by myself, you know? Like, this guy looks literally like he had someone just holding him, and he's going.
His center was beyond amazing. Like, whatever he was staring at, to know, I want to know, because I want to stare at that so I could turn around the right way.
I know.
Like, did you meet him? Did you talk to him?
No, I didn't get to meet him. He was the last audition I got to see, and then they were kind of like, all right, go. And I was like, all right, fine. And then I left, but he was so good, man. His abilities, like, the game has changed since when I was in school.
That's what,
like,
I'm saying.
Like, I was not taught any of this. If I had this kind of teaching that kids have today,
right?
I would be amazing. Well,
right?
I say I would be amazing.
You are amazing.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying.
But also, like, when I was, like, I didn't start getting serious or, like, good until I was, like, 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Up until then, I was doing ratchet, like, bad technique, and no one cared. No, my dancers were like, oh, she's having fun.
She's doing great. Well, I don't want to have fun.
Are you kidding?
We're not here to have fun.
Oh.
I want to be on something and dance. Yeah. Have you not seen those people?
I know. Right? I wish they would have, like, had me, like, with my head, like, my leg.
Same.
When I was younger.
You know, dance
like,
mom style.
What about Alana? Yeah.
That's what, you know, that's what I kind of think, like, I liked the kids last season, too, because it's
that's
like,
fun.
It prepared them for, like,
yes.
what it's really like. Because I remember when, even when I was doing ballroom, at the age of 18, they're like, oh, she's doing great. They bring in these people from Russia. Of all places, Russia.
Ooh.
And they're like, oh, you were great from your hips up. They're like, what were you doing with your feet? And I was like, and I remember. And I'll shout it out to you, Joel. I hit him and I was like, you told me I was doing great. He's like, oh, you were. And I was like, hurt my feelings. Tell me I'm doing bad. Like, tell me what's wrong with me. And I remember I was just like, even then, that was almost 10 years ago, but... You know?
I know, it's crazy. Like, so, in the past, like, I'd say 10 years is, like, it is boom. Even, like, the first few seasons of So You Think You Can Dance, like, if you watch some of those auditions, like, Lauren Gottlieb and all those, I mean, they had impressive solos, but I don't think it would have gotten the same hype if they would have done the same solos, like, this year.
They would have done it now.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just doesn't, we're doing way crazier stuff now.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what? And there were some people that they showed, there was three. It was Peyton, Taylor, and Chase, Chelsea, who were contemporary. And they just showed little snippets of them. And Chelsea, I don't know if you saw her, she had like a, she had on a two-piece. It was like burgundy, and then she had like a fro. She was amazing.
Oh my gosh.
And
she's
I wish they would have showed her audition.
I bet you we'll see more of her.
I was just like, oh my gosh.
Were you there for that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So good. How she was actually one of the friends we were talking to.
Oh,
wait, what was she? Sweet. Was she, what part was she in the in the nickname?
Oh, she was contempt.
Oh, she was the contempt part.
So how was her? I want to know because I saw it and I was dying.
What she was doing, I was just blown away. I was just like, oh my god,
love
it.
You were
giving it, and she came and sat next to us, and I was like, hey, you're really good.
Oh.
You know, like,
she was sweet. Oh, I love friends.
It's so sweet. And then,
I love
dancers. I love dancers.
Me
dancers
too.
Are just really
like,
good people.
They are.
They make for really, really good friends, and then you always have a dance partner.
Exactly.
Like, you can go to the club, have fun. You can just have random dance parties.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just a blast.
How fun is it to go to the club with, like, professional dancers? Everybody's, like, whipping out choreo and doing, like, full out. I love it.
I'm such a choreo queen where it's just, like, as soon as Britney's on, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, we all need to have some fun.
We all need to go out and like wear like a little GoPro like somewhere. Just to like capture everything.
Yeah.
Maybe not on the head. Cause
yeah, not on the head.
That's like pretty obvious that we're doing that.
Yeah.
That
so we'll have to work on
Or you know what, at this point, forget it. You know we all want to be on camera and we all want to be seen. So we're all going to we're going to be like this. Ready?
Five, like, yes,
six,
go.
Seven, eight, and go.
Sleep. Yeah. I don't know the choreo like you. I didn't know it.
You know.
Oh, yeah, this.
Yeah, that, okay. That. Boom, boom,
boom. We have Ruth Ann said, Cody, I wish I could shimmy like you. Hashtag shimmy goals. And she said, she asked you a question. She said, have you tried hula dancing? The hip movements are similar.
I have.
Good question.
I really wanted to do hula dancing for a while. Just because I loved the way their hips moved. And when they had that belt on, it was kind of just like, how it just looks so fake because it just moves up and down. And I was just like, how do they, you know, I'm in the mirror just trying.
See, Cody, I wish you weren't so last minute because my mom did Tahitian back in the day. So she has the skirt, she has the thing, she has the coconuts. I would have bought her.
Oh my God! I would have tried.
We should.
Okay. Dude, yes.
To this day, my mom she'll be like, and I can. I'm like, Mom, stop. Like she's doing it, but she's kind of like tipping over to the side a little bit.
I love it,
Mom.
You're like, it's okay.
You love it, but that's another ab workout. You just love the ab workouts.
Love ab workouts. I need to do a lot more. But
are you kidding?
You're
great.
Shaking my hips. Love
you. Love it.
Like I think any audition I've been in, I've shaken my hips.
You gotta work what you got.
You know what? It's like when you shake your hips, it just gets everyone going. Like everyone's just like, woo! Like everyone just starts going, and then you see them moving in their seats, and you're like, oh my God.
Exactly, and especially for a guy, because it was like one of the things I wanted to do on the show was showcase that it's okay for guys to dance feminine. It's okay for guys to belly dance. Like the stereotype of dance, there should be none. You know, it's like. Any dancer could do anything. It's like when they make fun of like a heavier dancer or things like that. They're like, but they're working it. They're giving it their all, and you're doing nothing. You know what I mean? And
it's kind of like, I was a fat dancer for a while. Hashtag fat dancer. What up?
I love you so much.
Like, just let them go.
Yeah, your story was really cool too.
I loved your story because even with yours, you know, when I saw it, I was like, dance lets you be who you want to be and who you are, and there should be no, you know, gay, straight, girl, guy. Like it's just, you know. If you love it, do it.
It's very true. And it's like, I love like the articles from like Yahoo News and Pride that have come out about me, you know, but sometimes it does suck where it's like a gay Texan belly dancer cowboy. It's like, can it just be the belly dancer cowboy?
I hate that.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, and like in movies where they're like a gay sex scene, can it just be a sex scene?
Right.
Like, it's like, stop putting a label in front of it.
Right.
Because that's what's holding us back, you know?
Right. Totally exactly.
It's like, they're not going to say Mexican belly dancer when you know it's, you know what I mean? They're gonna say her name and then belly dancer, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, I think that's what was so great about having you there too. You're such a positive influence.
Thank you. Yeah, I really wanted to be, you know, and I wanted to let like the gay community know, like, no matter what you're doing, just come out, be yourself, because you're gonna be judged and you're not gonna live your best truth, you know. And like being in the closet is like the worst thing in the world. And I got lucky because my parents accepted me, my family accepted me, and my grandma called me out one time. We were like, it was like Thanksgiving time, and I was petting my dog, and she goes, "So, you like cats or dogs?" I'm like, "Oh, I love dogs, but you know, cats are cool too." And then she's like, "Oh, and guys?" I was like,
"Grandma, dang."
Grandma's called out.
Yeah, and I was like, I like both, but I like guys more. And she was like, "Ah, I figured."
Oh, I love that.
You know what?
That's amazing.
You know, and it's your family. They know you best. My grandma called it out on her nephew when he was 5.
They just know.
She told her brother, and she's like, "I'm telling you." And guess what? He was a performer on a cruise ship for the longest time.
There you go.
I love that. That's so great. And I'm sure everybody appreciates you really sharing your story. That's
thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah. Have you gotten a lot of people, you know, since the episode aired, have they come to you?
I've had a few people where they're kind of just like, you know, that was really brave. It was more like brave comments versus anything. But, you know, that's what people need to be, especially times like this where, you know, the world is so crazy. Yeah. It's like, don't hide, don't live in fear, like the Manchester thing. It's like, they all went to that concert.
Right.
You got to do you. You got to be you. You know what I mean? Because you can't just let someone else live their life and then you let them hurt you and let you not live their life.
You know what? Right. Everyone's always going to have something to say. Everyone's going to be a critic. In someone's eyes, you're always going to be wrong.
Yep.
So, you know what? Do you. Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
You want to be a boy and you want to be a ballerina, you be a boy and you be a ballerina. You want to be a girl and you want to be a poppin' locker, you be a poppin' locker.
Yeah, it's like, exactly.
There's no label, there's no gender role in dancing. So.
Right. I hope the labels are on their way out.
Yeah.
It's lame.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. It's so awful. Because, you know, it was kind of hard because, you know, you could tell when I went up there and I was like, I'm doing belly dancers. Even the judges who have been around so many of the gay community as dancers, they were still kind of shocked in a way. Mm-hmm. You know, but it was like, this isn't different.
Yeah.
I was like, most of the dancers up here are gay. I was like, and you're loving them, but you don't even know. You know, it's like a lot of people in maybe conservative areas, they're like, oh, well, Cody is a homo, you know what I mean? And they're like, you know, that dancer you were shooting for earlier is also gay, you know what I mean? And it's just like, don't know who you're talking about, you know? It's just like, just enjoy my dance. Just enjoy what I did. Enjoy the TV.
It's so crazy, because why would that have anything to do with your performance?
Yeah. So that's like everything today now.
Nothing. It still just blows my mind. I'm everything like, 2017.
You know, apples has to do with blueberries. Like, yeah. They always make it all together. Like, this has to do with that. This has to do with that. No.
I don't get it.
Like,
yeah.
You are who you are, and we love you for it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yay! I'm so happy. Like, so much wisdom. I was about to cry earlier.
I know. I love it. That's why I went quiet for a moment there.
So,
yeah.
You guys are amazing.
If you had to, you know, obviously, you know, people are watching you live right now. If you had to tell someone, like, what is the biggest thing you took away from the experience, or what's a way to prepare, what would you tell them? Like, to hype someone up and get them ready to go, what would you tell them?
I would say, get ready for the ride of your dance life, and don't hold back. Don't be the best kept secret in that room. That's not from me. That's from one of the producers of So You Think You Can Dance.
I like that.
It was that spoke to me so much when he said that, because I was like, you know what? How many years of my life have I been the best kept secret in that room? Do you know what I mean?
Oh my god!
And so when
I'm literally writing. Yeah.
Literally, everyone's Instagram post is going to be everyone's, "Don't be the best
you know,
kept secret."
Black and white.
Oh, I love it.
For National Selfie Day.
Yeah, for National Selfie Day.
We for sure.
That should be our selfie when we.
Yeah.
There we go.
But it was just that is just go for it. Don't be afraid. You don't know who's watching, and you shouldn't care who's watching.
Right.
Because this is your performance. If you want to dance crazy, you want to deli dance, you want to ballet, you do it. You know what I mean? Because what are they going to say? They're going to make fun of you. But guess what? They're watching you.
And they're talking about you.
And they're talking about you. Yeah. Those, like, you know, there's some comments on there from the So You Think You Dance, like, oh, he's gay. Guys shouldn't do this. Da 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 da. You
know, you shouldn't be on the computer.
Exactly.
Don't have anything nice to say. Just don't say it.
Exactly. Don't knock someone else's dream, you know? It's just like, you had a dream. Can you imagine if I told you not to work at your job that you're working at?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like, just live your life and just ready. If you are going for So You Think You Can Dance, get ready. It's a lot of work. Be on your top, because if you're not, you know, that, yeah.
Well, and take food.
Yeah, take food.
Yeah, pack food.
Maybe that's why I didn't make this.
No.
They're like, he's just skinny. He needs to eat something. He's shaking, but it's not his hip. You know,
I'm not sure.
I am fine.
So do you guys want to get into some predictions for next week, what we're going to see?
Next week's New York, right?
Yes.
I am so excited about
your
New York.
After Buzz TV prediction.
I've never seen that before. Yeah. I thought we were about to blow up.
I was kind of like,
so it's okay, guys, we're fine.
I threw out the little prediction, so then, you know, it gets all crazy.
I love that.
Gosh, so, that's exciting.
Of course, you know, I think they did it to me again, because I think I said last week, I was like, they better not tease New York. Of course, what did they do? They tease New York, and I got to wait for next week to watch New York. Because, you know, I feel like we're going to see so many ballerinas, and I'm so excited for that, because I want to give a shout-out to my friend Morgan. Her little sister, Kendo, is at, like, a World Ballet Conference, and she made it to the second round. So I hope you make it.
Yay!
I hope you make it to the third round. We're all crossing your fingers, because, oh, God, that little girl's amazing. But some of the snippets, I'm like, okay, so here we go. Remember when I said, I was like, oh, I'm calling it next week. This one's getting to the top 10. I think I should revoke that.
New York is
just a pool of talent.
New York. You know, they have Juilliard up there. And man, is that a company.
Like, I know.
Right.
The dancing game up there, I just had a friend because we used to do like some dances together, and he just moved to New York and he's doing amazing, and the dancing that he's there like 8 hours a day just dancing.
Wow.
And it's like, that's what they do, you know, that's their life, and it's amazing.
Yeah, I definitely think New York is just gonna blow our minds. Like, we thought LA blew our minds, New York is gonna blow our minds.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
I feel like New York is such a classically trained type arena, where it's just like, you better know how to do 20 pirouettes. You know what I mean? Yeah. But LA is more like,
commercial.
This is my flair commercial. You know what I mean? Exactly. I could do a handstand here, you know, and New York is very like, we on top. Like,
right.
Because it's like the best of the best come here, and then the best of the best polish over there.
Yes. Right. Like, exactly.
And you also have ABT. American Ballet Theatre. Yeah. And NYU Dance is
NYU Dance is great.
Yeah, we have a few people here at AfterBuzz that are alumni.
So I'll tell you one thing. I cannot wait for next week. I'm sad that the episode's already over, but thank you guys for watching. You can always find me on Sports and Sass with 3 S's on Twitter and 2 S's on Instagram.
I love how you say that.
That's a lot of S's.
You guys, I'm Amy Cassandra. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at AmyCassandra_TV. Also on American Ninja Warrior soon, tonight, later. And Daytime Divas and World of Dance.
Awesome. I'm Cody Ostrenga. You can find me on anything at Cody Ostrenga. Pretty simple. Take a look. Follow. That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome. We're so, so grateful that you came in today. Yes. Thank you so much for joining us.
It was so much fun.
Thank you so much. I'm Teague Julie Panko, Teague DP on most things. So thanks for joining us, you guys. Yay. And thanks, Cody.
Thank you.
We're going to go dance.
Yeah, we're going to go dance.
Teach us something.
Oh, the shimmy.
Shimmy, shake. Okay.
Like Shakira, she always does that one.
Yeah, right.
I used to do that one with the chest.
This one. Oh, look at it.
There you go.
A little bit.
That makes me look like I'm trying to do a little chicken
burpers. I don't know. Keep the arms down.
We'll catch you next week. Bye.
Turn chickeny.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.